Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So let me now move to the Democratic Party. You know, the party that Joe Biden, as the leader of, said he was going to bring together, that he was going to be the healer, that things were going to be different, right? So in the aftermath of the Republican victory, you know, so many different things that are going on as they're trying to come to grips with the fact that they lost. It's amazing that people are so emotionally invested that they can't see the forest for the trees, and they're off and running, and they're risking their occupations, their livelihoods, their families, and everything else for the sake of a presidential election. In fact, a University of South Carolina professor calls the GOP party uneducated, who are actually holding America hostage. Really? What about the black voters? What about the Latino voters? What's going on there, right? African-American studies professor at Emory University says the Confederacy won the 2024 election, and that what this is all about is a fear of a multicultural, multiracial, multilingual, diverse America could mean. So you're seeing the backlash of that very thing. And that this was really all about misogyny and racism. And again, it had nothing to do with any of the issues now that Kamala Harris actually articulated a position on, or more appropriately, all of the issues that she never did articulate a position on. It couldn't be any of that. Leftist females are saying they're going to close their wombs to males to protest Trump's win, because they're blaming males now on the reason why Trump won. And they've got a movement now, hashtag toys before boys. Really. A Yale psychiatrist tells Joy Reid it's acceptable to cut off family members who voted for Trump. This is where we're going? We're going to sacrifice our families now? We have a problem with the familial unit in this country already. The breakdown of the patriarchal society. There's a role for males in families. Obviously a role for females as well, matriarchal. But we're going to break down over who someone voted for? Folks tend to vote in their own best self-interest. And they tend to vote on a one, two, or three policy basis. It's been my experience.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been involved politically since 1971. Painted signs, Vic, Edwin Edwards. My experience has been people pick two or three issues, and that's how they formulate their opinion about who they're going to be for. This is the best of all, though. A pediatrician, right, at the University of Iowa Healthcare, working on a fellowship at Steed Family Children's Hospital. He says to someone on an X conversation, on X, well, I hope you lose your kid in a school shooting. Already, you have nothing to lose. It won't matter to you anyways. Prepare for your kid's funeral. Dr. Mayank Sharma, a pediatric cardiology fellow at the University of Iowa Healthcare. Have we lost our minds? These are educated people that are going down this path. It's a zero-sum game now. We're willing to risk our occupation because now members of the legislature in Iowa are saying he needs to be fired. Who is this person? These comments are repulsive. They're deeply unprofessional. They're not representative of a world-class operation like the University of Iowa Healthcare. What happened to emotional intelligence? Does it really need to be a zero-sum game? Washington University in St. Louis is actually offering drop-in counseling for people feeling anxious over the election. They're giving days off. They're canceling tests. They actually, tests that were given, they're forgiving because this fear that we can't manage our emotions around a political race. Really? What are we doing in this country? Where have we gone to? We had 4 years. It's amazing what was done during those 4 years that was so thoroughly obnoxious. Now, I know that there, people are going to say the Dobbs decision, but the fact of the matter is that on that issue, the vast majority of folks that they did exit interviews and it never reached a majority of a top issue for any gender, any race, or otherwise. In fact, it finished 4th, 5th, 6th on the list of issues for individuals, emblematic of what I said earlier, that people just pick the two or three policies that are going to impact them, and that's how they typically end up voting. And, you know, the left's, a number of folks are being isolated now on the Democratic side, talking about the trans issue. And as one writer puts, the left's attitude on this issue is not, you may disagree, but I believe trans girls are indeed girls, but rather, They are girls, and you have absolutely no moral right to say or think otherwise. The vast majority of people in this country believe that there are two genders. That's it. And the gender is set at birth. It's not fluid. But if you want to make it a zero-sum issue, you will continue to be on the losing end of that battle at the present time. Maybe 20, 30 years from now, if there's some study that shows otherwise, but at the present time, we are suppressing studies that show to the contrary, for the fear that those studies will be used to beat back this notion. What happened to follow the science? I guess you only follow the science when it embraces the outcome that you desire. In all other cases, ignore the science. Right? Now, none of these acts, right, in their view, would be characterized as a threat to democracy. Right? The people have spoken. They voted. And we're recommending that you close wombs to males, that we're being held hostage. The Confederacy has won. I hope your child gets shot or anything else. And we've made this an absolutely zero-sum game. All right? That's not a threat to democracy at all, is it? It's interesting. We have governors taking prophylactic measures, engaged in conjecture, in thinking that they know where Trump is going to go, and therefore pounding their chests, trying to, I can't say this over the air, never mind. Trying to send a message that they got bigger whatevers than Donald Trump, right? And then they're not just going to sit idly by and listen to anything that he has to say. And that brings the country together, but that's not a threat to democracy. Not at all. We need to start asking people, what define threat to democracy? What is that? And how is it that you believe that because somebody may have a strong feeling about something and they've articulated a position on it, that it's Nazism, fascism, this, that, or otherwise? The interesting thing is I had this conversation about folks as it relates to Nikki Haley and the former State Department. My mind just went blank. Somebody please help me, but I apologize. That there was going to be no place for them in the Trump cabinet. And folks trying to read into that. Well, they were not fully supportive of Donald Trump. They broke with Donald Trump on a number of different issues. His management and leadership style is he likes complete and total loyalty. I don't necessarily agree with that style. I think it's a flawed style, quite frankly. I always like to surround myself with people smarter than me, and that we debate the topic and we see where it comes out. He's got a different approach. To the victor goes the spoils. Say again, Coleman. Oh yes, thank you. Mike Pompeo. Yes. So be it. What it does is it brings about the end of conjecture as to whether or not there was going to be a space for them in the administration. And maybe there are a number of people that weren't willing to put their names in, thinking that these individuals maybe had the inside track. And there may be somebody out there that may be better for the Trump administration than either one of those two individuals. Everyone's dispensable, right? I mean, there's no entitlement that you have to this. Folks are trying to make a big issue out of that. Is there a level of experience there? Yeah, maybe there's some people out there that actually have more experience and more varied experience. But it's interesting where we are going. Also, now we're breaking this down to a very granular level as to who fell where. And there was an interesting article in the Wall Street Journal about this. And it's the article's in, captioned, "The election gender gap was expected to be huge. It turned out it was unremarkable. And that age and educational status actually played a larger role in party divisions." And, you know, so we're looking at the granular level as to where this is all going to be. But that larger role, quite frankly, is not something that's completely and totally out of the ordinary either. Right? Think about some of the issues. And when you think about some of the issues that were out there that were being promoted, you gain a better understanding of why this vote fell out the way it did. Those that don't have, or those that did not achieve higher education, you think they're in favor of tuition debt forgiveness? That they will be paying for other people's tuition? I don't think so. Folks that I talked to about that issue, they were adamantly opposed to it. In fact, the polls reveal that. And we wonder why the vote turned out the way it is. If you really look at the issues that were out there, I think everybody would gain a better understanding of where this country really is. A lot of folks went all in on abortion, thinking that that was going to be the big issue. And in the end, it didn't even have the impact for women. It was overplayed and misunderstood. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.